I'm with Jason Cobb and Gabrielle Kahn at Michael Faraday School. I've been working along with them for a while now, just helping them. I haven't done a big deal, but I'm just proud to be a part of this. Yesterday, you both were runners-up in the 2013 Learning Technologist of the Year. How do you feel, Gabrielle?
Fantastic. It was a great achievement for our school and our learners, but also I think for our next generation learning team. It was a real stepping stone in us actually realising our goal of integrating technology more in, to enable children to become more independent learners, but also to help staff find different ways that they can enhance the delivery of the curriculum. So it was a really proud moment for us.
Jason?
Yeah, I'm fine. I thought it was a really good project. It was a really worthwhile, valid project. We didn't approach this with a specific aim. Let's use ICT, let's use tech in the curriculum. We thought about what's currently being used and then how we can build technology into that, which was really, I think, quite integral for what we put in place. And it was really quite a success, as hopefully this award demonstrates. But more importantly, speaking to the pupils, the year three, year six pupils, and listening to their audio boos, and listening to the before and after, we could see a definite progression. And that really, for me, is the rewarding part of this.
Yeah.
I actually, just picking up on that, I would say for the project and for the school, it was really fantastic for us to marry together people from professional practice, such as Jason and yourself, Dolores, and that you're actually working in these fields where you're using these tools on a day-to-day basis to solve problems and create strong narratives, and that's your working practice. And to marry that with teaching and the teachers that have ideas about the methodology or techniques to actually teach children to improve in this area, I think that's what made it very successful. And I just wanted to ask Jason a little bit about his day-to-day work of building online communities and maintaining them, and how he goes about problem-solving and just going about achieving his goals in that way, because I think it's that mindset that we want our children to develop, that it's a tool. But I'm going to let you speak.
Yeah, I think you maybe, Gabrielle, answered that straight away in the final word in terms of tool. And for me, it really is all about the tools that are out there, and trying to stay up to date and seeing what technology there is to use, and not trying to fit a particular tool to a particular problem. So we did explore the idea with this project about using video at the early stage, and we realised it was all about speech and language, and we thought video could be a bit cosmetic, and we wanted to focus upon the sound and the structure of pupils' own spoken words. So the way that I normally approach any kind of situation such as this or any kind of problem is to look at the tools. And there is endless options out there, and it's really just sifting through what is there, what can work. If it doesn't work, could you perhaps find a way of making it work by slightly redefining it, or maybe actually building something into that platform? And that, I think, is a solution. And it's just looking at just to see what you can use to actually fit what you want to achieve.
That's really interesting. And Dolores, obviously you're here today, and I was interested in, we've talked about the technology that's available to us, but we were looking at online tools, and Jason and yourself are involved with building and maintaining online communities, and I just was interested in the aspect that, yes, we have technology, but actually it's really a social animal, and it's the social interaction and the exchange between people that really makes things worthwhile or interesting. I just wanted a little bit of your view on that and your involvement in these online communities and what you see as important.
Well, I think you're right, actually, Gabrielle, because really we were saying I met Jason online first.
Which sounds nowhere near as seedy as it should sound, and we've maintained this very professional working relationship ever since.
Absolutely. Heads upward only. So, of course, I met Jason online and then saw the wonderful work you were doing with the children, with the audio and, you know, using social media tools and using it in education. And of course I came along, didn't I? So it grew, so you meet online, but it's not just, I feel like you were saying, Jason, there's no point just following people for the sake of it. I'd like to follow people so I can make something out of it. And actually the end result of meeting you, Jason, is today, looking at your wonderful certificate, your £500...
The cheque's the important part.
Cheque.
Which is going straight to the school bank. Yeah,
there you go. And for me, you know, I got quite emotional listening to some of the children, because it's true what you said. It wasn't just a let's do a little project and then it's forgotten. I think it can completely change some of these children's lives. Maybe I'm being over the top, but I don't think so.
But that theme of actually producing something offline that's substantial at the end of it, I think, if you can't achieve that, then it's quite defeatist. And so you can have the most amazing social media portfolio and connections and contacts, but what are you actually doing with those? And it becomes a bit of a vacuum, a bit of a talking shop where things don't get done. So the way that I approach my own work really is to make these connections. And it comes back to just being a tool for those connections, but it's a chance to actually meet people in a proper physical world and hopefully have some shared aims. And so I was fortunate through various connections to meet you, Dolores, and you were just perfect for our project here. You were just what we needed.
Thank you.
And that has been really the end result. So you've got to really, yes, see what the overall ethos is and what you want to actually do, which is to have something which is positive that you can actually measure.
I mean, for myself, you know, your exhibition at the end, when we got all the parents in, was wonderful. They loved it, didn't they?
Yes, I think it's really good to widen our, you know, invite our school community into the school and have parents involved as much as possible. And also for children to have a real audience to publish their work to and celebrate what they've been doing. So I think that, I mean, obviously the learning process was really the important part and the actual learning that came out of it. But obviously that celebratory evening was just a fantastic event for the children and parents and the teachers at the school. So it was a positive way to draw everyone together again, but in a physical way as well as in this online way.
But there's also issues there, I think, about transferring the work that's carried out in the school back into the home environment. And that's a current massive buzz in education at the moment, is having a managed learning environment, which more or less comes down to how can pupils access the curriculum when they aren't in school. And what I think was quite useful for this particular project was the stories that came back when we heard that pupils had then played their booze back at home to their parents and got a pat on the back, and the parents really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, we have discussed ideas about how maybe pupils can then contribute towards the school audiobook channel independently in their own time with their parents. So that, again, is part of that relationship between the wider school community.
We'll keep an eye on that one. Well, thanks so much for letting me come in, and thank you for letting me a part of this. It's been really, it's been wonderful. And so, you know, audiobook, great tool to use in the school. You know, you've done really well on that. And congratulations, I'll stop
on. It's been very, very effective for it. It was the absolute right tool. Video, we completely dismissed it. We somehow went down a blinkered approach for about 10 minutes of maybe having audio and visual married together. And we thought, no, audio is a very, very powerful tool, and Audioboo was the great platform for us.
Can I just say something? I really feel that this result of something, you know, I feel as if I could actually see real results at the end. You know, it was great. Have I got that clearly across? Do you know what I mean?
From like Gabrielle's teaching point of view, you saw an improvement in your class.
Yes, I think you could hear the improvements. Obviously, you could hear the improvement, and it made a change in that. We still had our core teaching there, but it enhanced it, and the children had an extra element of independence and could hear things. And, you know, they were able to assess themselves and make changes. And I think you could hear the improvement, which is great.
I think you really struck on something, you know, because a lot of kids are so visual, it's all visual, and a lot of people don't get a chance to actually hear their own voices. And they say, I hate my voice. And actually, those children, it did change them. You know, because they were made to actually listen, and it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and it was worth celebrating, and they actually had, you could see, although they might have gone in the corner and said, no, don't play my boo, that really means please play my boo. And we were so proud that we did. And then after the first 10 seconds or so, you know, people thought, hey, you actually could put a really good sentence together there, and you sound very, very coherent, and be proud of the way in which you're using language.
Oh, well.
Yeah, maybe just to draw it to a close. I mean, obviously, this, as I said, was the phase one of our project. But we, you know, which is the great thing of working with professional practitioners such as Jason and yourself. But, you know, we're looking for ways that we can find other practical tools. And as you said, there's a whole host of different tools out there available to us. And as long as we have clear ideas and learning intentions at the heart of whatever we want to achieve, we can then find a variety of tools that may be freely accessible or may have costs associated with them, but you find the right tool to meet your aims and objective. And that could be moving on from Audioboo, it could be there'd be a whole range of other technologies that we want to exploit and harness. But yeah, I think that brings it to...
And it's also perhaps worth mentioning, we're also keen to make connections with other schools as well or other learning establishments. And so the tools as well, if you've got those, please send them our way. But looking kind of wider afield, we've got some connections in the States, but we are keen on having these online connections that can also be very, very physical and can be measured with similar schools to perhaps work together and collaborate on projects.
Absolutely. So come on, get in touch with Michael Faraday School. They need you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.